Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Hierdie is 'n misdaadverslag. Captain, how are you?
Doing very well in yourself, thank you, Bertrand.
Well, thanks.
Great.
The summer is on its way.
It's getting there. A little bit warmer. I'm sure there's another cold spell on
no.
its way.
Okay, we're talking about reaction when emergency vehicle approaches you.
Yes, so we're not going to get into any sort of blue light brigade kind of discussions or anything like that, but a general kind of guide with regards to what to do when an emergency vehicle, whether it is police, whether it is traffic, whether it is ambulances.
Yeah.
That are coming through traffic, and what is it that you should actually do? Okay, 90% of us are all conversant with the law that with regards to when an emergency vehicle is have the emergency lights and sirens activated, you need to give way, right of passage to that vehicle. Okay, and for whatever reason, we tend to in our country we tend to be very stubborn.
Oh yes.
Okay.
That's true.
And we tend to not want to give way to these vehicles. All right. And there's a couple of things that happen, and I will talk from the perspective of somebody that's been in that experience where I've been responding to serious crimes, armed robberies, murders, rapes, things like that, where I'm trying to get to a specific crime scene. And somebody has just blatantly decided, no, I'm not going to move out of the way for you.
Yes.
I'm not going to just move 6 inches to the right or to the left just to give you a gap to come around.
Yeah.
Now, I do also take note of the fact that sometimes emergency service vehicles do abuse the facilities in terms of the emergency signals and things like that. But the point I'm trying to make at this time and moment is that we as road users do not know what the scenario is.
Exactly,
So that person could be responding to somebody, your loved ones, in danger. It's going to take nothing for you just to move over to the side of the road a little bit and allow that emergency vehicle to get through. Whether it is an ambulance, whether it is a police vehicle, doesn't matter what it is. Okay?
Of course, you don't know the situation. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Correct. So when I started off saying there's a few things that start happening here, is from the responder's point of view, they start becoming agitated and frustrated and trying to get around, and their driving becomes more erratic, more aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay. So it creates a confrontation which is unnecessary between you as a emergency vehicle trying to respond to something and somebody who's now trying to hinder you with regards to where you're going to get to. Okay. So the easiest way to do it is when you see those lights that are flashing, whether it's red lights, blue lights, doesn't matter what color lights they are, okay, just pull over to the side of the road, give somebody a bit of space, like you do for a motorbike.
Yes,
When the motorbikes are busy lane splitting, most of the people move over to the side of the road, give the person a chance to get through.
Yeah.
Okay. Do the same thing with the emergency vehicles. I do also understand that not always we use our sirens. Sometimes we can be quite close to a crime scene where we don't want to have our sirens activated, and all we have is our emergency lights that are activated. So there's also a bit of confusion and hesitation from road users when to, when not to.
Yes. Okay.
As a general rule, we in the police services, we utilize visibility of our blue lights.
Yeah.
And usually those lights are static. They are not flashing.
Yes.
Okay. So when we are on just doing visible patrols, and especially in the evening, we want to make sure that we are visible to do visible patrols in the area, we have our lights on static.
Yes.
When we are responding to something, that is when we have them in a different mode in terms of flashing or strobing and something like that.
Yeah.
So where there is a vehicle that is approaching that has their lights that are flashing and strobing, to give way to that vehicle.
Yes.
Okay. It's not always a case that they are going to have a siren, and it's not always going to be activated as well.
I see the security vehicles have white lights.
Yes.
Do we make way for them as well?
Okay. So traffic officials will disagree with us as well. And remember that the law says that when it comes to security vehicles, they may have a static white light.
Okay.
And the word security must be on the vehicle, on the bar, on the star bar where the light is. Okay. That needs to be there.
Okay.
All right. They are unfortunately not classified as an emergency vehicle.
Yeah.
All right. However, let's also be realistic about this. In today's day and age, they are also responding to crimes. They are working in close partnership with us. Okay. So it's up to you.
Yes.
You know,
okay.
As a police officer, I can say to you that the flashing white lights, according to the law and everything, is not allowed.
Okay.
Okay. But also, they are also trying to respond to serious crimes as well. They work very closely with us. When there are armed robberies that happen at the shopping centers and things like that, we do communicate with them. They also then respond. Sometimes they assist us when we are chasing wanted vehicles and things like that. Okay. So yes, it has its positives and negatives.
Okay.
In terms of that.
But make way anyway. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and remember as well also that even us as law enforcement and as emergency service providers, ambulances, we have to also abide by the rules of the road.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Me having my blue light and siren on does not mean that I can blatantly just go through a red robot.
Mm, yes,
I still have to abide by the rules of the road. I need to check to see and make sure that it is clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I also have to take other road users into account.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as much as I'm also saying you need to make way for us to get through to respond to this crisis that we're trying to get to, we also take into account that maybe it's not possible for you to move over at that stage. You need to be able to move over safely. So we do take that into account.
Okay.
We're not just saying that because I've got my lights on, you must just get out of the road.
Mm.
It has to be a mutual kind of respect from both parties.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.